Me pongo el sol al hombro. Y el mundo es amarillo. Y si llueve, me mojo. Y no me enojo porque no encojo. Una lechuga me basta y sobra para hacer sombra. ¿Y qué me importa si no me nombran? Limpio mi vagón de carga, duermo una semana larga, como una porción de pizza y me vivo de la risa. Me gusta andar, pero no sigo el camino, pues lo seguro ya no tiene misterio. Me gusta ir con el verano muy lejos para volver donde mi madre en invierno y ver los perros que jamás me olvidaron y los abrazos que me dan mis hermanos. Me gusta, me gusta. Me gusta el sol, Alicia y las palomas, el buen cigarro y también las señoras, saltar paredes y abrir las ventanas y las muchachas en abril. Me gusta el vino tanto como las flores y los amantes, pero no los señores. Me gusta ser amigo de los ladrones y las canciones en francés. No soy de aquí, ni soy de allá, no tengo edad, ni por venir y ser feliz, es mi color de identidad. No soy de aquí, soy de allá, no tengo edad, ni por venir y ser feliz, es mi color. De identidad. Me gusta estar tumbado siempre en la arena o en bicicleta, perseguir a Manuela o todo el tiempo para ver las estrellas con la María en el trigal. No soy de aquí, soy de allá, no tengo edad, ni por venir y ser feliz. color de identidad. No soy de aquí, ni soy de allá, no tengo edad, ni por venir y ser feliz es mi color.
from which I stole this passage of prayer, as well as the German spirit. Also, the prayer is a great effort to save the Marxian notion of fetishism, namely, that fetishes are objects with self-contained qualities, which are ultimately really derived from the actors themselves. Observed that his effort to save the Marxian movement from fetishism somewhat misplaced effort. He does try somehow to reconcile the Merina to Marx, arguing that fetishism, fetishism only become dangerous when both fetishism gives way to theology, the absolute assurance that the gods are real, end quote. One might say, real is commodities. The problem, says Goldman, is that this brave effort to save the native's face is undertaken behind the latter's back, so to speak. One wonders, firstly, if the conversion of fetishism into a variation of the will to believe that is at the root of real social power would be accepted by the natives to begin with. And second, one wonders if such a reduction, which sounds more like an essay at reconciling one explicit Western ontology, to wit, Marxist materialism, with the Merinan's implicit ontology, rather than like an effort to problematize our own assumptions, does not end up by more than leaving untouched. They end up by reinforcing our own ontological framework. One wonders if this is what anthropology should be in the business of doing after all. Let me conclude this example by saying that the so-called ontological turn is nothing more than a change with the disciplinary language game. A change that forbids, by declaring it an illegal move, as in chess, within the game, such an analytical facility as that of Graeber's in that water park. I have a nagging feeling that much of the uneasiness of or outright rejection of the ontological term reference comes from the restriction of freedom allowed to the analyst that it imposes on the analyst. The freedom to stay put, not to move, to indulge in the heliocentric trick of making the observed turn around the observer. Such restriction is what I meant by the maxim, always leave a way out for the people you are describing. This is not simply an anti-holistic position, nor a refusal of ethnographic, nor simply a refusal of ethnographic omniscience. It is about what I would call the good enough description. A phrase that was actually inspired by the brilliant connection made at the end of the passage by Graeber, between the paradox of power and the paradox of creativity. The expression paradox of creativity reminded me immediately of the work of Donald Winnicott, the psychoanalyst, and his crucial concept of the transitional space, the area in between pure subjective internal and pure objective external experiences of the infant, from an area from which, says Winnicott, all art, all creativity, and all culture, I quote it, spring between the inside and the outside, in between the two lies everything. Yeah. This area contains, says Winnicott, a paradox. It's built on paradox, a sort of obvious done situation where one can't tell the inside from the outside because there is no such thing. And then we got the paradox.
Celebration of this great day in outer space.
literature, not necessarily in the majority sense. As we know, oftentimes an image will capture the spirit of the person represented much more eloquently than a photograph. And finally, those people we call enemies, for example, with the analogies and aspects, but those people we call enemies, they choose to take whatever they posit the animal spirits say, seriously or otherwise. I am sure context here is an exceedingly important consideration. Think of disease of animal spirits, for example. I don't think we can do it. The fun of spirits, spirits, something is here, but not a spirit. But anyway, they may posit whatever they deposit as existing. And they think it seriously or otherwise. But anyway, first, they have had to go through the trouble to create those spirits. One wonders why it was just to have something to become. Before not taking them to sympathy, we should learn not to take ourselves to sympathy. Because when the chips are down, anthropology is always in the situation of playing croquet with the loons. If we stop with another, that is potential. Yes. The chief difficulty Alice found at first was in managing her flamingo. She succeeded in getting its body tucked away, comfortably enough, under her arm, with its legs hanging down. But generally, just as she had got its neck nicely straightened out, it was going to give the hedgehog a blow with its head, it would twist itself around and look up in her face, with such a puzzled expression, that she could not help bursting out laughing. And when she had got his head down and was going to begin again, it was very provoking to find that the hedgehog had unrolled itself and was in the act of crawling away. Besides all this, there was generally a reach of furrow in the way wherever she wanted to send the hedgehog to, and as the double of soldiers, of course, were always getting up and walking off all across of the ground, and it soon came to the conclusion that it was. to end. And the as the double of soldiers, the powers, were always getting up and walking off all about the ground. And he soon came to the conclusion that it was a very difficult game. The problem, of course, is that one often has one habit of this game. But that's what we're here for in the first place.
hoje, após a queda do Muro de Berlim e o fim da União Soviética, qual seria o grande perigo para um país como a França?
A organização terrorista maometana, árabe, os islâmicos.
A maioria dos militares pensa que o dever é manter o silêncio. Por que o senhor resolveu falar?
Porque penso que era meu dever falar.
Mesmo arriscando sua reputação.
Há regras de vida e da carreira militar que tratam do dever. Eu fiz o que era meu dever.
No livro anterior, Service Special Algérie 1955-1957, Serviços Especiais na Argélia 1955-1957, o senhor contou sua participação na Guerra da Argélia, inclusive o uso da tortura. Em 2003, foi processado por apologia a crimes de guerra, mas não houve condenação. Os crimes estavam prescritos e anistiados. Por que agora esse livro de entrevistas?
Fui levado à justiça por apologia à tortura. Disse que não era verdade e que escrevia outros livros para me justificar de tudo o que tinha feito em missões fora da França. Escrevi um outro livro, depois, que era uma resposta aos ataques injustos contra mim. O livro é Pour la France, Service Special, 1942-1954.
O senhor se arrepende de algo que fez?
Não me arrependo de nada. Eu recusei uma proposta que me foi feita no tribunal quando fui acusado de fazer apologia da tortura, o que não é verdade. Meu advogado e meu editor me propuseram declarar que eu me arrependia do que fizera e do que escrevera. Não posso, não me arrependo. Eu seria desprezado por minha mulher, minha falecida esposa. Era uma heroína da resistência francesa antinazista. Foi ferida em combate. Fomos casados por mais de 50 anos. Ela morreu e depois me casei novamente. E se eu escrever que me arrependo, mereceria o desprezo da minha esposa atual. Recusei arrependimento que me propunham e fui condenado.
Guidance internal, 15, 14, 13, 12,
income.
11,
procedure.
10,
right.
9, engines on, 5, 4,
go.
3,
go.
2,
go.
2
go. Go.
Econ,
go.
Commit.
Surgeon, go.
Thank you.
Thank you. nei quadri c'è un quadro di Latour. Una donna che fa così, cioè con un luce fatto da Latour e che rompe un pitocchio.
Es gibt ein Bild von Georges de Latour mit einem kleinen Licht, das gemalt ist, und einer Frau, die eine Laus zerdrückt. Es ist ein Bild von einer unbekannten Sensibilität.
E dunque bisogna pretendere questa il ritorno di quella sensibilità.
Thank you.
Io penso che ci sono delle leggerezze pesanti e delle pesantezze leggere.
Er denkt, dass es schwere Leichtigkeiten und leichte Schwerheiten oder leichte Gewichtigkeiten gibt.
Bisogna sempre valutare.
Man muss das immer bewerten. Man muss immer abwägen.
Almeno per quello che riguarda la, il nostro mondo, di considerare la civiltà. Perché ci sono anche altri mondi. Diverse, no?
Was unsere Art der Zivilität einzuschätzen betrifft. Denn es gibt ja dann auch andere.
Vedi una cosa, che essere certo forse è una virtù.
Also siehst du, vielleicht ist ist es eine Tugend, Gewissheit zu haben.
Ecco, essere sempre certo è una stupidaggine.
Aber immer Gewissheit zu haben ist ein Dumm.